Good morning, everybody. We are so pleased to bring to you some new nuggets of truth from the Word of God so that you can grow in grace a little and perhaps be encouraged if you're discouraged and so on. And I want to continue this mini-series thing that I've been doing. And it's about our position with the Lord Jesus Christ in all that we are doing and saying and being, and we are all one in Him. Well, now, let's look for a moment or two at the Word. And if I can get you to turn to Hebrews and chapter 11 and verse 1, we suddenly discover something about faith. People that are believing that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Now, let me say something here that may grind across some people's minds as being unkind, but I don't mean it in an unkind way. I mean it in a challenging way. I was faced a year or two ago with people that were telling me, quite voluntarily, by the way, that they were people of faith. Now, that doesn't say anything, and yet it says everything. It's a curious expression. What do they mean? And I got so that I would challenge these people. What do you mean you're a person of faith? Do you believe that you are saved? Do you believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world? Do you believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God? Do you believe that His death and resurrection are very important? What do you mean by being a person of faith? So I reject, in a sense, the generalization of the words, I'm a person of faith. And the reason I can't accept that is because it covers a multitude of things and says nothing. It covers a multitude of things and says everything. It may be that the person is excusing their faith, not really dealing with the fact that they needed to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I have a dilemma going on in my heart, and I want to hear the truth from people. Well, now the apostle approaches this subject in Hebrews 11:1, and he quietly says to those that are reading his letter, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen." We need to get down to the nitty-gritty of this. In verse 6 of chapter 11, he adds this, "But without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And then he goes into a collage of people's experiences that he knows about and starts with Noah and tells the story from Noah's point of view. How it was that these people were people of faith, but first they had very definitely said, God is God. We have one God, one Creator, one Savior, one Lord of all. And they had assessed that very violently in their way of expression. And it's for us to understand that we need to get straight with God and be right with God. He goes on talking of the existence of God, for instance. He says, "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him." This was a strange thing for everybody in that time, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. And by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, and to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And so the catalogue of these people that had faith in God goes on through the rest of the chapter. Do you have faith? The challenge to us is, understand faith. If you can't grasp it, believe it. Because God has given us faith. And that faith is so precious to him that we believe him. I think I've mentioned before, but I'll mention it once more. A young preacher said to me one time, God isn't interested in tiddly little things like having children and growing a family. That's not his concern. God's concern is with the great matters of the country, the matters of the world. And he was totally wrong, because Jesus knows our down sitting and our uprising. God knew us before the foundation of the world. He knew how long we would live and how we would die and when we would die. He knew all about us. I'm afraid I'm a very simple-minded man, but I turn everything over to God. I lost my keys the other day, couldn't find them anywhere, and I was desperate for a moment or two, and then I settled down and said, now, Lord, please settle my heart. Show me where these keys may be. It was a friend of mine said to me on the telephone, oh, don't worry about keys. God will reveal the keys to you. And he rang off, and I said to myself, God will show me where the keys are. And so I looked in a place I had already looked, but there were my keys, and I just thanked God. Small things, little things, big things, in between things, God is very interested in our lives, and he lives that we might live. Well, I want to explore some of this in a little way. What is faith? Faith is the substance. There is no substance in faith, by the way. It's not a car, it's not a house, it's not a case to put your clothing in to travel. It's nothing like that. Faith is believing God. And it is just simply that. It is a wonderful thing that we have the ability and the opportunity to live a life that believes God, that believes God is interested in us, that believes this same God who touched the leper can touch the person today who is seriously ill. And we have faith. Our faith may be very tiny, very small, but we have faith. When my daughter was at death's door, and indeed in a 24-hour period she was clinically proclaimed to be dead, my wife and I, we were young and foolish, I suppose, but we had nowhere to turn. And fortunately for us, it was quite remarkable. Our doctor was a retired missionary and understood our reluctance to go to the medical world and say, what can you do? But the medical world had taken our daughter from our hands and was doing all sorts of things for her. And when I went in the room and I saw laying on the table her death certificate filled out with everything but the time of her death, it was a shock to me. And I asked the doctor when he came in, I said, why is this written like this? He said, well, she's not going to live. And if she does, it'll be 3 months. And if she does, it possibly could be 3 years. But after that, you know, she's dead. She will never speak. She will never see. She will never function as a normal child. Never was the word that he used, and like a sledgehammer on the back of my head. And I, yes, she will. If she lives, she will live for the Lord Jesus. And she is now pushing 60, and she is a missionary and has done all sorts of work amongst those that are in need and has worked all her life lovingly amongst people. What a testimony that is. But it was the faith of mostly, I suppose, my wife. We both believed that God was going to do something remarkable with this kid. I was always terrified of children because, I don't know, they were such a beautiful thing, such a secret thing, such a wonderful development of things, and they scared me for some reason. But yet I would look at her in her cot and think, from this girl, something great will come, and something great has come. And she has lived for her Lord. She has 3 of her own children, and they are all serving the Lord. And how remarkable that all is. A little bit of faith. If you have faith as big as a mustard seed, which is the smallest of seeds known to man, if you have faith that size, you can say to that mountain over there that's in your way, shove over because we want to go by, and you can walk on level ground. There is no need to panic because death is banging on your door. Death is just a phase that you go through and you come out the other side, if I dare use that expression, you come out the other side knowing not only the Lord Jesus, but he's holding your hand and leading you into the paths that are still the paths of righteousness for his namesake, for his glory, for his triumphant procession before the eternal people that live. Those that have gone before us say, ah, here comes another one. And those that have never believed in Jesus are saying, oh dear, look at that. Another one's gone into heaven. And the gulf fixed between us and them is still the same. We can't cross over. We can't go there. But they're there. A little faith. A little faith. Have you got a little faith? Sometimes shaken, sometimes badly sort of bashed around. Sometimes tried to the nth degree. But you can believe that Jesus is with you. You can believe that he will never forsake you. I love those words, and I know I repeat them often, but I do so because it's such a fact of life. Well, the substance of faith is really interesting because whatever it is you've hoped for is caught up in faith. One step further, it's an evidence. It is the evidence of things that are not seen. You receive the quiet peacefulness that faith is the answer to the problem of your life, and you can settle and be settled in the things of God. So let's look for a moment or two at this business of being in faith, believing God. I always get in these programs shoved along by my introductions, and then I'm suddenly in a big fix to have time to tell you the substance of the things I wanted to talk about. I've done that again today. But I will hurry, and I will say to you with all my heartbeat banging away, demanding from my own heart as well as yours, I am saying to you, we have to recognize that there are three kinds of faith. Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 11. Let's go there and then find verse 21. We are told of the three kinds of faith. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said to her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, Well, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe that? She saith to him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, that should come unto the world. When she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard it, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and saith, Where have ye laid him? And they say unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved that man. And some of them could not see this man that opened the eyes of the blind could have caused that even this man should not have died. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead had lain. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot in grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went away and went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Now here we've got this remarkable experience by faith. Jesus said, he that believeth in me, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me shall never die. And what a privilege this is in verse 25. We need to be believing. Though he were dead, yet shall we live. And the word of God is absolutely pointed. So if you have a little faith, use it. Believe this Jesus Christ. Believe on him. And if you have not a little faith, get it. You can get it simply by saying, Lord Jesus, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Get the faith that will invigorate your life and establish your presence in the presence of Jesus. Say to him quite bluntly, I'm here with very little faith, but I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. Do you love him? Do you know him? Are you enjoying the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Well, let's just pray together so that we may bind our hearts together long enough to know that Jesus is Lord. We love you, Lord, and we express that love. We know it's not the perfect love that we should have. It's not the love that we should always be showing, but it is love as we can find it. And we ask that as we express the love of Jesus in our hearts, you will cause us to rejoice in you always. These things we ask in Jesus' name, for his sake, his honor and glory. Amen. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.